This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We're going to check in with the Festival of Lights. Brian Prowitz, the chief organizer, and good morning. Thanks for being on.
Hey, good morning.
So,
happy Christmas, New Year.
Yeah, there you go. I got to go out
to the greeting
with our family on Christmas evening. And after dinner had settled in and all of that, and took a drive out there and enjoyed the lights, and that made me think about getting you back on the radio to talk about it. First of all, give people, if they're newer here, and we've got a lot of folks moving in these days, a little bit of the history of the Festival of Lights and how it got started.
Infusion of beauty.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle. The Festival of Lights started in 1993. It was a Rotary project. It was the brainchild or the passion or the suggestion of Kerwin Doughton. And that was 28 years ago. It started with a few displays at River Forks Park. It's grown every year, and now we have 500,000 lights and more than 90 displays. And in normal conditions, we've got the Holiday Village with characters and things to buy and Santa Claus. And really, it becomes a total experience that can take, like an hour and a half, 2 hours when you get everything on the list that you could do out there. So it's become a big holiday tradition, and we're very excited because now it's in its, because it's been around as long as it has, we've got second and third generation folks coming through who have been bringing their families to the festival now for a very long time.
Obviously, this year some things shifted, but you've still been able to do the event.
Yeah, we were pretty concerned back in May and June and July when people were talking about COVID lasting all the way through 2020, which obviously it has, and trying to decide what kind of adjustments to make so that we could still have as close of an experience as possible with the festival, but still adhere to the more strict rules about some things and keep everybody safe. I mean, the whole thing is run basically by volunteers at the gate, and it was important for us to not, everybody who came through needed to be safe, and our volunteers needed to remain safe as well. And so we implemented an e-ticket rule where we've been selling tickets online through Eventbrite for quite a while now. And that's been a huge success, by the way. I mean, it's not perfect because not everybody can access that. Not everybody is technically ready for that big step. But boy, it's been a huge boon to the festival, and I'm pretty sure it won't go away. And then we just want people to come out and still be able to enjoy driving through lights in a park, which we knew based on the rules and the things that were going into place that we could still pull off. And I think we've done a good job of that.
Well, every year there are things that moved around sometimes. Some displays or go to different places, try to freshen things up a bit. And it looked really neat this year, and enjoying the music on the low power channel to listen to as we drove through there. I did notice, though, and it didn't dawn on me till the very end because I just figured it moved, that there was something missing this year.
Yeah, the world's largest nutcracker had to take a year off. We'll put it that way. The main reason for that is that it costs a couple thousand dollars to actually to set him up and take him down. In addition to that, we think we've got a better spot for him in the future that might allow the nutcracker to actually be up, not permanently, but more often than just the Festival of Lights. And so as we go forward in the future, we're hoping that he'll be out closer to Helic Hall, which is where Holiday Village was. But that's a project in its own. So we need to build a cement pad so that it can sit there because it's so heavy it would sink into the ground. So we have a project, we have an idea, we have a location, but the Nutcracker, like the Holiday Village and some of the other aspects of the festival, we are looking forward to bringing back next season.
One of the questions I got when we pulled in there the other night was, when did they start setting this up?
It actually starts with some work in the barn in September. That's when we start repairing robe lights and doing some work on the signs. You can imagine they take a decent amount of beating when they're out in the weather for about 8 weeks every year. So it starts in September. They actually get moved into the park in early October, and then it takes quite a bit of time to get them into place. They're very heavy. They sit on very heavy frames. There's a lot of wiring. There's plugging them in. There's just, you can imagine. And with the size of that event, with 90 displays, you're talking about a tremendous amount of work. So it definitely takes a while to get it set up. We have a great crew led by Mike Zelski and his guys. And boy, they got us up and running by November 22nd, we hit it on the nose and got that whole entire thing ready to go for the very first day, and that was very good.
So if people want to come out and see it, how much longer is it up, and talk about the hours, et cetera?
Yeah, we go through January 1st, so the evening of the 1st, we will be open that night from 5:30 until, let's see, the 1st will fall on Friday night, so it should be open till 10. So we go 5:30 to 9 most days of the week. Friday and Saturday, we stay open until 10. And it's $10 at the gate, and we would prefer e-tickets. That would be the best. You can get more information at uvfestivalofliteds.com and check us out on Facebook. All the information you need is there. And by the way, the money that we do raise goes to Rotary projects and scholarships as well for graduating high school seniors.
Brian Prowitz, organizer of the Festival of Lights. Anything else people ought to know?
We're just thrilled we got to do this year, Kyle. I tell you, it's been a great success, and I think we made a lot of people happy, and we realized it wasn't perfect, and it was a little pared down compared to what people are used to, but we hope that we were able to give some joy to people this year like we have for all these years, and that'll make this year unforgettable, no doubt.
All right, Brian, thanks for being on this morning.
I know, but
you bet, Kyle.
8:38, that's the morning conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Glasses on, is everything